This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really, truly, just following the conversation. If you head up to, do we have a feed on Facebook or no?
I'll check.
I just didn't know if you posted one up there. You know, for some of you who like to watch, we're having video issues. Get over it. Just, you know, it doesn't happen that often. But I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air with us. Just being involved and engaging. I like that the most. I like when you guys start engaging in the conversation. You become part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The gold guy, David Fisher. I call him the gold guy. He's really an economic guy. He really, he explains, at least I feel this way, he explains the current economy and what it means. And what truly, tonight, you know, what do the tariffs really mean? Right? What does it really mean, you know, when you see the roller coaster ride that's going on, do we expect this? Is it okay? Is it what we expected for the market? Because, you know, you look at what's going on, everybody wants to blame Trump for this stuff. Right? It's under his watch. Although Mr. Oblamo didn't take the responsibility for anything for years. It was always, remember, it was always Bush's fault. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, we do the our economic watch, if you would. I've got a lot of freaky stories in the next hour. Christian-owned bridal shop has had to close under the pressure of LGBT threats. You know, again, this stuff, hey, we do it to them, and we're bullies. They do it to us, and they're justice warriors of some kind. I don't even know. You're not going to sell me on it because it isn't fair and equal. It isn't an equal playing field. So I'll never buy the fact, or never swallow the fact, if you would, that you're just looking for it to be fair and equal. Because I don't buy that for a second. The what the heck was it? Oh, I know what it was. You know, it was funny with the walkouts yesterday. And I don't mean the walkouts themselves were funny, but it was funny with the walkouts yesterday. You had every major station, well, what we call major stations, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all those stations were carrying those walkouts 24/7. They wanted you to see the signs. They wanted you to see, you know, that these, oh, God, these kids are afraid. They're against you. Well, you know what? When you looked at the speech in Washington with Chuck Schumer and others, come on, guys, let's just be honest about it. That was nothing but staged. Right? I mean, the quality of the signs, the speech content. I mean, you're going to tell me that some kid in California called a kid in New York who called a kid in D.C. and said, make sure you say this. No, not even close. Blaming the NRA for that shooting. I'm going to just keep saying it. Blaming the NRA for that shooting is like blaming McDonald's for obesity in this country. Blaming the NRA for that shooting is like blaming Ford or Chevy or Chrysler for every death, vehicle death that happens in this country. You know what I'm saying? I mean, blaming alcohol, which is what we've tried to do for years, blaming the alcohol for drunk driving deaths is asinine. It's personal responsibility. You need to take responsibility for the dumb things you've done in your life. And some continue to do. Look, if I'm sitting at, I don't know, what's a major restaurant? I'm sitting at a Hyatt Hotel somewhere. I guess that's a nationwide chain. And I go down to the bar. I have one too many to drink. I get in my Ford pickup truck. I go plowing down the street, and God forbid I hit somebody because I'm drunk and I kill them. It is not the Hyatt's fault. It's not the whiskey maker's fault. It's not Ford's fault. Right? It's not the people who paved the street so perfectly that I could hit that 60-mile-an-hour mark. It's my fault for not knowing when to quit. It's my fault for getting into a car drunk. It's my fault for doing that. Seriously. But we don't look at things that way anymore. In today's day and age, nothing is my fault. Nothing is our fault. Everything is everybody else's fault. You know, as I watch this stuff happen on a regular basis, like I said, Fox News, the Huffington Post, and I always get a kick out of it. I go to the Huffington Post. Yeah, I do. CNN, MSNBC, to see how they're reporting on this certain situation before I head over to Fox. Because, you know, I don't want to get taken. Fox is so powerful. Did you know this? Fox is so powerful, so strong, that they can pull the wool over our eyes at any time. They're so strong, they're so powerful, that if you even watch them for a few minutes, you're going to believe everything they say. And the Huffington Post put up a headline that said that Fox News all but ignores nationwide student walkouts to end gun violence. Well, first of all, the title is misleading to begin with. And then secondly, I'm sorry, I was popping back and forth to Fox and actually getting irritated at one point in time because we knew about the walkouts. I don't need to see them every 6 seconds. I'm Joe Senior host David Fisher will join me after the break. We'll talk about the economy, what's happening in the market, and how you're going to stay safe. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. But let me jump right on this, because I always love when David's on with us. David gives us a real solid feel slash understanding of what's going on in the markets today, and you know, how can you protect your money?
You know, one of my favorite guests on the show, David Fisher, joins me every week to talk about what's going on in the economy. He speaks in plain, simple English, and thank God he speaks at a level that I can understand. So I'm sure he's not at the fifth or sixth grade level when he's talking to me. But anyway, always a pleasure to have him with me. Lots going on in the finance world today. David, thanks for being with me today.
It's crazy out there in not just the finance world, but yes, my pleasure being with you. You know, you're in my prayers, Joe, all the things that you're going through with the things that you try to lead the charge in. And, you know, I'm very appreciative to be on your program once again. It's been a couple weeks, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for being. Well, you need a much needed little mini vacation or whatever you want to call it. You know, we all do. We all need to get away once in a while from this stuff. I don't even when I get away from it, I can't seem to get away from it, if you know what I mean. Yeah, because you got to open up the newspaper, you watch a TV at a, you know, you go to the airport or any of those places, you've got something in your face telling you what's happening in the world. And it seems the buzzword of the month has been, and I mean of the month, has been tariffs. It's all over the news. It's over the news today. It seems to be, I don't think it's the only thing sending the market into a tizzy, but, you know, we're hearing more and more the reason they're being imposed is because of a trade deficit. And explain to the listeners, what's the difference between trade deficits and tariffs? What's the big whoop here?
Well, first of all, I want to give 100% credit to President Trump. You know, he's matching his rhetoric with reality. You know, he campaigned on, said, I'm going to fight for trade deficits, and that's what he's doing, him and his advisors. They've had tough talks, and there's been a long United States trade deficit that's been going for decades. But the U.S. trade deficit, Joe, is just a mirror image of what is happening in the U.S. domestic economy and all the government regulations that we put in place, too. If you look at the expenditures in the U.S. and the incomes produced in the U.S. And the domestic economy, we have an excess of expenditures, which is met by an excess of imports into our country and a very small amount of exports going out, which creates this thing called a trade deficit. But this is, in my opinion, you know, this is really important. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the Dow drop almost 500 points when Gary Cohen, the previous chief economic advisor, announces he's going to resign. So, the trade deficit is in January widened 10.8%, so it's growing year after year to $76.5 billion in just that month, which is the worst ever deficit since we've gone through this Great Recession in 2008. So it's not shrinking, it's getting worse. To put it in perspective, for the year 2017, the U.S. trade deficit for non-oil or non-petroleum products, is what they call it, hit an all-time record of $734 billion in that year. So we are shipping out less and buying more, and that's called a trade deficit. So to counterbalance that, the idea is let's put on a tariff. Well, let's look at what a tariff is. Tariff is just a tax coming in to our country on goods and services, mostly goods, that other countries are sending to us, which makes those products not bought as much, as the theory says, but ironically, history has proven, even when Reagan did tariffs, they didn't really work. What it did, like taking Reagan as, and, you know, President Trump's taking playbooks, textbook plays from out of Reagan's playbook on tariffs. Reagan put a tariff on motorcycles coming in to the United States from China, certain amounts of sizes, and because they were competing with Harley-Davidson, and Harley-Davidson back then was struggling. It was a totally different company than it is today.
Right.
Now Harley-Davidson is very popular. So what this did is it put a pause on motorcycles coming into the United States, allowed Harley-Davidson to retool, get mean, lean in their manufacturing cost, reset their company, get their debt structure, and look at what has happened as a result of that. Now who Harley-Davidson is today, they're exporting motorcycles, and it's like the basic number one motorcycle in the United States. So that's the purpose. What tariffs should do, it should build an economy in the United States by the company retooling. But unfortunately, a lot of these companies in the United States are not looking at it that way, and neither is it being presented it that way. What it is, yeah, President Trump has said, let's make America great. And if the model was clearly laid out like Reagan did, then that would actually help make America great create more export, create more jobs, create higher wages, those would all work, and that would take care of trade deficit. But unfortunately, they're just using this tariff as a tax now, and taxes just get passed off to the consumer.
Well, but David, I realize I'm listening to arguments from both sides. So, you know, first of all, the deal with Cohen, and I think the deal with people around President Trump right now, is the fact that he doesn't want globalists on his side. He wants to build America first. He wants to make sure that we're solid first before he starts thinking about reaching out to others. To your point on the tariffs and what have you, I've read about the tariffs. I've read about how much money it costs us to sell our product in other countries. I mean, how do you level that off? How do you make that a sane and level playing field without a little pain to them as well?
This is not about globalists. Otherwise, YDD asked Larry Kudlow to be a part of, be the new chief economic advisor. He's not a globalist at all. In fact, he's a Reagan guy, and he loves Trump, and he's one of his first, by Trump's own admittance, President Trump. And I have a high respect for President Trump. I don't like how he delivers his message sometime in disrespecting people, but that's his style of 40 years. Nobody's going to change that. So that's a side note. So I don't want any listener on your program to say, oh, this guy is just a bashing Trump.
No, you never have.
I was for Trump when there were 16 Republican candidates, and he was my number one pick, and I didn't really have a second pick. So, but back to, you know, I'm not a globalist. I hate the globalists and the George Soros and all those people like that and that. And Gary Kolian, because he came from Goldman Sachs, there's an element of that. But Larry Kudlow is quite the opposite of that. And Kudlow is a free market guy. He's a capitalist.
Yeah, well, look, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, David will rejoin us. We got a lot to catch up on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Fan on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, just let me just get back to the gold guy. I can tell you a whole bunch of stuff, but let's just get right back to him because he's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorites, David Fisher, is with us, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a great time when he's on with me. And if you missed the first segment, you got to go back and get it later on. But that doesn't mean you change the station. Stay here because it's a great conversation. David, first of all, thanks for being with me. Secondly, you know, we were talking about the tariffs and you know, trade deficits and really how it affects us. And it's not a big sweeping thing because it affects us differently with different countries. But I was saying to you about Cohen, I felt like President Trump is trying to get rid of the globalists around him so that he can take care of us first.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah. And I think he should, and I fully support him. And I'm glad that Gary stepped down. He's a very smart man. I don't believe everything he says, and I certainly don't like his stance on globalism because I think it's counterproductive to what President Trump wants to do. So, you know, I'm 100% with you on Joe with that and behind the president 100% in that. I'm just saying what this whole tariff is saying, we're looking at a symptom. We are not exporting enough goods and services, and we're importing more. Why is that? What is causing that? Let's fix the cause, well, not put a tax on it. And the cause is wages. We have the highest wages in the world by far, much higher than Mexico, much higher than China, even higher than Canada, who's our number one trading partner, our biggest ally.
Yep.
So it's about wages, in my opinion. I could be dead wrong on this, but, you know.
No, but wait a minute. Take a pause for a second, because you're right. I don't want you to go flying over this. You know, a lot. Just take Apple, for instance. Why does it create or why does it make its product overseas? Why couldn't they make an iPhone here? Why couldn't they make an iPad here? I always say it's because you won't spend $1,500 for a phone, although I was almost made wrong with that with the iPhone 10, but you see what I'm getting at, though, is the phones, and it would be a lot more money than that if they were made here.
They'll get to that, just give it two or three more years, but it's still probably made, unfortunately, abroad. They're trying to, you know, President Trump is doing the right thing. He's trying to bring back these companies that have exported a lot of production into cheaper wages countries like China, like Indonesia, like Vietnam, like, you know, the Asian countries. those areas, you know, we went through this before in another, you know, all the telemarketing and the call centers that went abroad. Why? Because it's so expensive to hire people in the United States compared to what you can hire people over in India. So it's not a new thing. It's the same model, but this is what it comes down to. Wages are so much higher in the United States, and yet in the last 9 years, wage growth has been the lowest in the history of our country. So we have a dilemma going on here. I don't know if fixing it is the trade war through tariffs, because I think it can cause another problem called trade wars. Right now, we have $375 billion of trade deficit with China and us, which is our second largest importer besides our closest ally, which is Canada, and they're trying to lower that by $100 billion. I think that's admirable. I don't know if there's ways to do that. I'm not the president, but what I'm saying is I think the problem is not just putting a tax on it. It's a wage problem, and unfortunately, there's going to be a reset, is what I've always said, where the world, that's why are the people moving to America? Because the cost, the style of living is so much greater than the rest of the world. Higher wages are so much higher, and there's significantly more opportunity. But that also makes our products much more challenging and cost buying for other countries. And I think really that's the bottom line. So they're putting on tariffs on steel, aluminum, 25% on one product and 35% on the other. And we are at three countries that already said they're going to retaliate: Europe, the UK, and China is saying we'll see how it will affect us, and then we'll act accordingly. So this is what I'm saying could cause a trade wall. But put into perspective the history of tariffs. In the 1920s, we had tariffs, so it's not a brand new thing, but they're at the 20% level. Right now, tariffs at 0.3% on U.S. imports. So it's not a whole lot of money putting on these tariffs that's going to change the landscape significantly. I think it's more about how President Trump negotiates and says, let's renegotiate what we've already done because it's not working. And I would agree with that. We do need to negotiate it. But tariffs, I think, are just getting their attention.
You know, and it's funny you should say that, because that's what I keep telling people all the time is, look, when this country first started, in the early years of this country, everything was financed through tariffs. You know, there was no personal income. There was no, so that was a way for the federal government to make money and operate. But I think it's like everything else that we do here in this country. We ignore the law. We let it go. We don't really pay attention to it until it becomes crisis level. How do you fix it? I mean, I know we're spending a lot of time on this, but this is a big question that goes back and forth between people who are informed and people that aren't informed. How do you fix it? How do you make it so it is fair? How do you make it, you know, again, you talked about we're not exporting enough product, and it's because we have high wages, but those wages, not just wages, it costs a company a lot to put out a product, again, mostly because of all the regulations and wages that they have here that they don't have in other countries.
Well, wages are typically the second cost. The actual raw material is usually the number one cost.
Right.
And then administration could be the third, you know, paying high-end salaries. I guess you could put that in wages. And then there's a lot of other small minor things. So the two, number one, getting lower raw industrial costs down is a very challenging thing. Here's the problem with this. Has to be a balance between having a free capital environment in America and putting regulatory restrictions. We've had enough of that, the previous administration. And we found out from history, all that does is cause production costs to go higher and less production happening, which exasperates this whole trade deficit. So President Trump is going down the right road. I'm just saying it's not the main focus. I hope companies retool. I hope the steel industry retools. This is going to sound crazy for a second. I'd even be open for a short-term loan program from the government. This is going to sound crazy because it goes against what I'm saying normally. I'm not talking on both sides of my mouth. Under the concept of putting the numbers together, that is actually going to create a significant amount of jobs. We got our bang for our buck, not what Obama did.
Right.
And it creates a whole new revolution of the steel and aluminum manufacturing in the United States, and we become the leader of the world in this. If the government wants, can put the numbers together and somebody can really make sure that is going to work and gets paid back, like GM paid it back, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac paid it back, like AIG paid it back, I'm all for it.
You are an optimistic man, my friend. Very optimistic man.
I'm the capitalist. I'm a free trade guy. I'm like Larry Kudlow, and I'm a Reagan guy, and I like a lot of things that Trump is doing. I just think he needs to tweak it a little bit more, and that's, you know, but he's on the right path.
Yeah. Well, look, I hear you, and, you know, I've been fighting with people. I've done a couple of other shows myself about, you know, Trump pruning the tree, if you would, there inside the White House. They go, look, the issue here is not a matter of him just fighting with everybody and get rid of people, but, you know, you and I opened up with, I said to you, you know, he's got some globalists there he needs to get rid of because they're not on the same page as him. It's okay to, I see in the way he operates, it's okay to disagree with him, but it's not okay to challenge him in public, which is what some of his people do, and it's not the right thing to do in any situation with any boss you have. You know, we talked about the countries that were going to be affected. You talk a little bit about Kudlow replacing Gary Cohen. You know, what's the difference between those two? What is he going to bring to the table?
Well, Gary Cohen doesn't have historical experience being on a president's cabinet where it actually did work. Kudlow does under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Cohen, you point out the obvious, he's a globalist. Gary Cohen is, and Kudlow is the opposite of that. He's like you and I, passionately hates that. Kudlow comes from, Gary Cohen comes from Goldman Sachs, and, you know, people that come from Goldman Sachs, and I'm not throwing stones at Goldman Sachs, but there seems to be a whole different underlying agenda. No, did I say that?
I think it's a conspiracy theory. That's right. You need to call like Alex Jones. We'll be back in a minute. Not with Alex Jones, but with me and David Fisher. Don't go far. A lot more coming up about your finances in a few.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open them. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay .com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, guys, I will give as much of this as we can in, because you know how David likes to talk, right?
Well, like me.
Okay, I've got David Fisher's with me, one of my favorite guests. Yes, I know. I say one because I got some other guys I like to have a lot of fun with. They're not the same kind of fun I have with Dave. He's finances. But you know what? It's not a matter of fact that he makes it fun. It's a matter that he makes it understandable. And I guess when it's understandable, you don't mind talking about it. There's a lot of guys that I hear on the radio and watch on television. My eyes glaze over. Drool starts to come out of the side of my mouth because I have no clue as to what they're talking about. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Sorry for being so passionate on your show today, but you're getting me on my soapbox. I miss being on your program, and we're making up for lost time.
There you go. I've opened the valves up. We're done. Okay, so, you know, it's when it comes to the market, when it comes to finances, I got to tell you something. You guys, I'm always interested in what all you have to say because you don't all come at it the same way. What does all this mean to the market? Is the market going to be able to figure this out, the people involved in the market?
Well, the market is, look at what's been happening last year. We didn't have a lot of volatility. We had straight up movement, right, in 2017 in the market. We've had nothing but volatility starting the last month of the last day of January, and pretty much every week after week since then, there's just been a whole lot of volatility. Wouldn't you say that's a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so.
I said in your program last year in January, we're going to have a bull market in stocks, a bull market in gold, a great economic growth and environment. We had that. I said in January on your program, the early January, this year is going to be quite different. It's not going to be like last year. Do not expect double-digit returns, huge ones in stocks. Expect a lot of volatility, and we're seeing exactly what I said would happen is happening. We're going to have a lot more of this. Why? Well, because a couple reasons. Number one, at a much larger level that he can address where he doesn't have to go through Congress to address it, like trade, okay, tariffs, who's on his cabinet, who's on his board, you know, who's people speaking to him, things like that. The second is the bigger reason. The Fed has now officially started to unravel the balance sheet. Markets, it creates uncertainty. The Fed has said 5 years ago when they said they were going to do this, they did the modeling. I said this before in your program, that they could not find a model that would work in unraveling their balance sheet or selling assets called treasuries and mortgage-backed securities that would not cause market volatility and market uncertainty. And we're seeing that the Fed was right. Their models showed it was going to happen. The reality, it is happening. We can directly correlate a lot of the volatility comes specifically from the Fed unwinding of their balance sheet the last day of the month and the 15th day of the month when they sell treasuries. So volatility gets blamed on other things like tariffs and other, and there's an element of truth to that. But the underlying foundation of the volatility that's happening in the market is going to continue to go on this year because the Fed, unless they reverse what they said they're going to do, they're going to unwind their balance sheet for 1 to 3 years. And it's going to be probably several trillions of dollars because there are $4.5 trillion of debt on their balance sheet. And they got to get under probably somewhere around at least under $2 trillion, probably closer to $1.
Yeah, you've been talking about unwinding the Fed balance sheet. It's a very, and you don't, I don't want you to go in it all over again, but, you know, it's a very confusing thing for most people. They really don't understand what it really means as a whole. And you know what's the funny thing about it, even today, David, and again, I know some of my people listening go, oh, sure, you're making fun of me. Well, I kind of am. But people still don't realize today that the Fed is not part of the federal government. I mean, that was the guy who came up with calling it or coined the phrase calling it the Fed was a marketing genius, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, the government was created a long time ago, and the Federal Reserve came about in 1913. It is not federal, and it has no reserve.
No kidding.
But unwinding the balance sheet, and I won't go in depth on it, just take the word unwinding and say, we're going to sell what we bought. That's all this is. They bought an asset called treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Now they're selling them. The market doesn't know what to do when the largest central bank in the world that holds the most amount of dollars in the world, our own currency called treasuries, is now the biggest seller. The market freaks out and can't figure out why they're doing this. The market doesn't like that they're doing this. It creates, you know, they're selling the product that they should be the biggest holder of. But they're selling it because they have to. They have to lower the liability. They have when you buy something called a treasury, you're creating now a liability for yourself. And so because of that, they have to limit their liability. I think they're preparing for a next financial crisis. There's a lot of people coming out and saying that. I mean, but we're in four phases of a bull market, and there is four phases in every bull market. We're in the fourth phase. The first one is pessimism. The second one, skepticism. Optimism is number three. And euphoria is number four. We've been a euphoric market in 2017, and we're trying to keep it euphoric, but it's too volatility. Volatility is on the rise, and uncertainty is on the rise. And this is the signs of an end of a volatile, signs of an end of a euphoric market. That's how they end. So this is because the Fed is unraveling their balance sheet and the market's highly overvalued.
Right. But in short order, this isn't because of Trump. This isn't because of something done. This has been coming, correct?
This has absolutely nothing to do with President Trump. He can't take the credit for the market going up as much as it went up. He can take some credit. But and what the credit he can have on that is he took away all the regulations that was put in effect on banks and, well, excuse me, companies and Wall Street. And those were taken away early on this first year of administration. And that's why we saw a booming market. This now is running on fumes. The fundamentals are not there to support it. I mean, people are coming out of the woodwork again. I was in San Antonio last week. I was not able to do a show, and I get the paper every day, and USA Today says that the bull market moving into a dangerous phase, and it talks about how it's euphoric. I mean, Paul Tudor Jones, who I said on your program before, who predicted 1987 Black Monday crash, one of the only few, he's the one that I said last or 2 weeks ago, says don't hold treasuries. I'd rather hold coals than treasuries. He came out now last week and said, here's the time you want to own commodities, hard assets, and cash. Stay very clear of bonds and limit yourself in stocks. I mean, there's Dennis Gartman is saying we're at a watershed moment. Equity markets are at a multi-year top. And J.P. Morgan, co-president, comes out and says get ready for a 40% correction in the next coming year or so. So, I mean, there's people who have nothing to do with gold are saying we're going to have a change. In fact, Wall Street Journal just yesterday said after a decade of the collapse caused by Bear Stearns, the seeds of instability are now germinating again. So, I mean, we're in a time of change. People don't like change. That's why there's volatility.
So does this lend, you know, we haven't talked about the bail-in for a while. Does this lend, I won't say more credibility, but more possibility that the bail-in is closer to happening, or does it really not mean much on that?
No, it doesn't mean anything on that. What's happening on the backdrop is China is selling treasuries. They're the biggest holder of our treasuries on a foreign country. The Fed is selling treasuries. The treasuries is seeing massive treasuries like ever before, and the government's going into debt like massively like never before and are spending bills and creating tax relief. So we have a great economic environment, but we have a lot of debt problems that we're trying to take care of by creating more treasuries, but nobody wants to own them. That's why you're going to see interest rates go up. But what's happened here recently is the Senate just passed a bill yesterday on the Senate floor, and that bill boosts the chance, according to the Congressional Budget Office, of banks bailouts. So what the CBO said in a report that these exemptions make it more likely that a bank collapse and lead federal officials to stabilize the banks with public funds.
So, how exciting.
How exciting. This is the CBO saying this. This bill passed just yesterday, 67 to 34. All 50 Republicans voted for it. It's already passed the House last year. A different version of the bill, so it's slightly, they might have to go through reconciliation. But this is a big, challenging thing. The bill, you know, has some good things in it. It takes away the limits put on investors on who they can use to advise them. It limits I've never had this happen, but when people's credit get frozen, they have to pay, you know, one of the credit agencies to get it unfroze, and to get the report. This takes that away. So there's some good things in there. 90% of this bill, though, is still going to keep Dodd-Frank in place. But there are three major bad things that really contributed to 2007 that are now being allowed again to happen, and that is banks now can have a lower cash holding requirements, and that's what caused when the problem happened, they didn't have enough money.
Okay, so here's how it works. If you want to hear the rest of this, you want to hear the rest. I do this all the time to you. I love it. But Dave's got a few more minutes to talk and a few more minutes that he wants to get some points across to you. You can head over to the website later on, therealside.com. We'll have the whole segment there. All right? In the next hour, we're going to talk about, you know, how Tucker exposed a woman that was being picked up by ICE for human trafficking, not for being here illegally. I'm Joe Mancini, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.